Good morning, friends, and welcome to the Let the Bible Speak program. We're glad that you've joined us this morning. If you'll get out your Bibles and turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, we're going to read verse 7 in just a moment. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7, we want to answer the question, are you walking by faith or by feeling? Are you walking by faith in God's Word or by feelings that you have inside your mind? The Apostle Paul, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7, said, we walk by faith, not by sight. We walk by what we hear in God's Word, not by what we see around us. You know, the answer to this question determines your soul's destiny. If you walk by faith and do what God's Word says, you can go to heaven. But if you walk by feelings and just do what you think and feel, and it's not based upon the Word of God, you cannot go to heaven. There's a vast difference between faith and feelings. We understand the importance of written documents when buying a piece of property. We want a contract, a written contract on our home. We understand the importance of written documents when it comes to proof of who owns an automobile. The written document is called a title. We don't just go by ownership of a home or a car based upon what a person feels or thinks in his heart. But the piece of paper proves who owns the home or who owns the car. If we have paid a bill, we have a piece of paper showing what the bill is and that we've paid that, and we get a receipt. We don't just go by what somebody feels if they've paid it or not, but the piece of paper shows that we have. And so we see the importance of that. Written documents such as a marriage license, a divorce document, or something along those lines. It's a written document proving something, and it's above and beyond what a person feels. We require that written document to show proof. Do you know that that is true also in our relationship with God? He has given us a written document called the Bible. And when we follow that written document, we know that we are right with God. Feelings can be deceiving. Feelings can lie. Feelings can be misleading. But the written document of the Bible, God's Word, never is deceitful or misleading or lying. If we understand the importance of written documents in owning a home or a car or paying our bills, why then will people place their trust in what they think or feel when it comes to their salvation, which is even more important than that? Friends, we need to walk by faith in God's Word and not by feeling in our heart. There have been some that have said, I would not trade what I feel in my heart for a whole stack of Bibles. Well, that's misleading, because often what people feel in their heart is very much contrary to what God has written in the Bible. And we'll talk about that more later in the lesson. We need to walk by faith. Walking by faith means that we hear God's Word. We humbly submit to it. We obey the revelation of God's Word as it is recorded in the Bible. Paul writes in Romans chapter 10 and verse 17, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. That's how faith comes. Faith is not just something we think or feel, but we've heard the Word of God first, and then we humbly submit to it and believe it and obey it. Do you know that Abraham in the Old Testament is a great example of someone who walked by faith? Paul said in Romans chapter 4 and verse 12, and the father of circumcision to them who not only are of the circumcision, but who also walk in the steps of that faith of our father Abraham. He walked by faith. And each time in the New Testament, each of these scriptures that I want to read, each time we read them, there is a reference to God's revelation behind it. For example, in Romans chapter 4 and verse 3, what saith the scripture? And Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned unto him for righteousness. If you turn back to Genesis chapter 15, verses 1 through 6, Genesis 15, 1 through 6, God spoke to Abraham, and then Abraham believed God. There was a revelation first from God, and then Abraham believed. Turn with me to Galatians chapter 3, verses 6 through 9. Even as Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned unto him for righteousness. Now therefore, they that are of faith, the same are the sons of Abraham. And the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel beforehand unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all the nations be blessed. That's a reference to Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 4. The Scripture. What saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God. The Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify, preached the gospel. There is Scripture first, and then Abraham believing. There is the revealed Word of God first that is recorded in Scripture, and then there is the faith of Abraham. Here's another example. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 21, was not Abraham, our father, justified by works in that he offered up Isaac, his son, upon the altar? Thou seest that faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect. And the Scripture was fulfilled, which saith, and Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. That's a reference back to Genesis chapter 22, verses 1 through 12, where Abraham believed God, you see. And he offered up his son. So God spoke first, and then Abraham acted by faith. There is always a revelation from God first, and then we act by faith upon that. Are we walking by faith, friends? Are you? So many people are just what I think and what I feel. They're not reading the Bible. They're not bringing their life into conformity to God's Word. Each day is just what I think and what I feel. Paul said we need to walk by faith and not by sight. We need to walk by faith and not by feelings. Do we walk by faith with regard to creation? Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Do we believe that, or do we believe in modern day atheistic, naturalistic evolution where everything today came from a rock or an amoeba a long time ago and then monkeys and then man? No. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. It didn't happen by a big bang. It didn't happen just by some chance, naturalistic explosion. Psalm 19, verse 1, the heavens declare the glory of God. Romans 1, 19 through 20, the creation shows God's power and divinity. Do we walk by faith with regard to the creation, or just do we go by what we think and what we feel? Do we walk by faith regarding Jesus Christ, the Son of God? There is eyewitness testimony that they saw Jesus die on the cross, John 19, 35. The things that are written, John 20, verses 30 and 31. Those things that are written that we may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. We have written testimony in the Word of God that is factual, historical testimony of Jesus Christ and what He claimed and what He did. Do we believe that, or do we just go by what we think or what we feel? Some people think and feel that Jesus was just a man or just a Jewish teacher, but he was not the divine Son of God. We've got to go by the revelation of God's Word and not just by what we feel. Do we walk by faith in what the Bible says with regard to the plan of salvation, or do we just go by what we think or what we feel? Sometimes people say, well, I feel I am saved. No. What does the Word of God say? Romans 3, 23, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. 1 John 3 and verse 4, sin is a transgression of God's law. And so we need to be forgiven of those sins. And so Acts 2, 38, repent and be baptized for the remission of your sins. So baptism washes away those sins, you see. We need to obey what the Scripture says about being forgiven of sin. Baptism washes away sins, Acts 22, 16. Baptism saves us, 1 Peter 3, 21, in that it washes away our sins. And that's through the blood of Christ. There's nothing in the water. It's the blood of Christ on the cross that forgives us. But to contact that blood, Jesus said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. That's how we contact that saving blood of Jesus. Do we believe these Bible passages and follow them, or do we just go by feeling? I feel that I'm saved because I've accepted Jesus as my personal Savior. Well, that's what preachers say, but that's not what the Scripture says. So we're going to have to decide, do we go by faith or do we go by feeling? Do we walk by faith with regard to the coming judgment day? When Paul was preaching in that ancient city of Athens to the Athenians, he closes his sermon by talking about a coming judgment day, inasmuch as he has appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man, Jesus, whom he hath ordained. There's a coming judgment day, Acts 17:31. Will we go to heaven or will we go to hell? Jesus said in Matthew chapter 25, beginning in verse 30, that all nations will be gathered before him. There'll be a great judgment day. And in verse 46, some will go away into eternal life. Some will go away into eternal destruction or punishment. What's it going to be, friend? Do we accept those two alternatives from the Word of God, or do we just go on feelings? I feel that I'm going to heaven. I feel that I'm going to be okay with God. Or does our life match up with what we have done in the Word of God? Walking by faith is what we need to do, not walking by feeling. Now, let me make something clear here. I am not saying that there are no feelings at all in being a Christian. I think about the book of Philippians that talks about rejoicing in Christ and always being joyous. Rejoice always in the Lord, Philippians chapter 4. Joy is a feeling. Love. Love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, body, and strength. That's a feeling. That's an emotion. Feelings and emotions have their place in the life of a Christian, but only after we hear and obey the Word of God. When we hear and obey the Word of God, that will generate positive emotions such as joy and love and peace. Peace and long-suffering and joy. These are fruits of the Spirit. Galatians chapter 5, verse 23 and 24. But what I'm talking about, friend, is how can we know that we are right with God? How can we know that we are a faithful Christian? Not by what we feel about the matter, but by God's revelation, God's testimony in the Bible. That comes first. And then that produces feelings and emotions. We must have faith in God's Word. That's why preaching God's Word is important. That's why we have this Bible program and share many passages every week, because those passages are what give us faith. That's why we need to read our Bible. That's why we need to study the Bible. I'd be glad to sit down with you and have a home Bible study with you so that we can read these Bible verses and then have faith in them. That's where it comes from. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2, when God was speaking to the Israelites wandering through the wilderness, many of them heard the revelation. They heard God speak. They heard the testimony through Moses and Aaron, but they did not obey it. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2, "For indeed we have had good tidings preached unto us," that's New Testament Christians, "even as also they," that's the Israelites, "but the word of hearing did not profit them, because it was not united by faith with them that heard." Hearing is not enough. You have to unite the hearing with an obedient faith. And so hearing comes first, and then hopefully an obedient faith. But the verse that we've just read lets us know that we can hear the Scriptures and we do not unite that hearing with faith. We just hear it and let it go in one ear and out the other. We don't do anything with it. God's revelation, which comes first, is unquestionably reliable. We do not have to doubt the Bible. We do not have to mistrust the Bible. We do not have to wonder if it is true or accurate. God does not make mistakes. He does not err. And so he has produced a revelation that does not make mistakes and that does not err. God does not lie. Titus 1:1 and following, God does not lie. And so we have a truthful record in his word. And when we base our life on that, we are walking by faith. Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We need to walk by faith and not by feelings. Friend, are you governed by feelings? Let's talk about that a little bit now. We've talked about what it means to walk by faith in God's word. Let's talk a little bit about walking by feelings. Some people get up each day and they're governed by emotions. And they let their emotions get the best of them, and they get emotional, and they want to wrap their life around that rather than the truth of God's word. In verse 37. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. That's Jesus speaking. But some people say, I love my family too much to give certain things up and become a Christian. Well, you're letting your emotion of love stand in the way of serving Jesus. And Jesus said, you're not worthy of him if you love family more than him. Some govern their lives by human reasoning. They think certain things through, and if it doesn't match up with their thinking, then they don't want to engage in it. Some people are so wise and so smart in their own human reasoning that they will not accept the truths of the Bible. There are scholars and professors and PhDs and individuals with high IQs, and they say the Bible is ridiculous. There's no way I would believe that fairy tale or that folklore. There are some people that are so smart, they will not accept the truth of God's word. Some people govern their lives by speculation. What they think and what they feel, they don't know the truth of it, but just what they're surmising. Some people go on their impulses. They're governed by their impulses. And if they feel angry, they act angrily. If they want to engage in some sort of sexual sin, they do that. If they have an impulse to lie, they just give into that rather than be guided by God's word. Some give in, and we have physical abuse that goes with that. And we have people will, in rage, kill somebody, and in hatred, kill somebody, out of meanness, kill somebody, just governed by impulses instead of the word of God. Some people are governed by physical sensations, what I feel in my body. And I want a good feeling. People do that with drugs and alcohol and other kinds of things. They want to get a high. Their body feels a certain way, and so they're governed by that. Some people go on opinions. They find out the opinions of others and what others think and feel and go along with the crowd. There were those in Jesus' day who would not believe in Jesus because their Jewish friends around them didn't believe in Jesus. So they didn't want to be cast out of the synagogue. They didn't want to be cast out of the group. So they would find out what other people felt about Jesus and just go along with that. The parents of the man who was born blind, Jesus healed that man in John chapter 9 in verse 22. His parents wouldn't accept it. And they wouldn't confess Jesus because they didn't want to be cast out of the synagogue. And there are other examples in God's word. Some people are governed by pride. Whatever it is, whatever feeling you want to talk about, that is not a safe guide. Some people talk about let your conscience be your guide. And God gives us a conscience. But our conscience is only as reliable as our conscience is guided by God's word. Our conscience should be our guide, provided that our conscience is guided by God's Word. But there are thousands upon thousands of people whose conscience is not guided by God's Word. They don't read and study God's Word. It's guided by the things of this world, and so their conscience is not a good guide. Do you know that people with feelings, and they go by their feelings instead of God's revelation, have produced many kinds of religions? There's hundreds and thousands of religions. Stop and think about that, friend. The Bible didn't cause that. God is not the author of confusion, Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 14. All the different hundreds and thousands of religions don't come from God or the Bible. It comes from people's feelings and men and women starting their own religions, their own interpretations of the Word of God. And even books outside the Bible, the Quran, the Book of Mormon, the Hindu Vedas. There are many other kinds of religious books that have been written, all outside the Bible, and they cause different kinds of religions. Do you know that feelings without God's revelation causes one to differ widely on religious matters? When Naaman was told to go dip 7 times in the Jordan River to be cleansed of his leprosy, 2 Kings 5:11, he said, "Behold, I thought I could go do this or I could go do that. I thought I could wash in another river. Why do I have to wash in the Jordan River?" But until he did that, he was going to remain in his leprosy. But once he dipped 7 times, the text says that his flesh was clean like a little child. Feelings without God's revelation create all kinds of problems, and they create many unreliable and even dangerous religious practices. Do you know that people are killing in the name of religion today? We talk about jihadist terrorists. We talk about radical Islamic terrorists and others. They're guided by their feelings. The Bible does not teach these things. There are passages in the Quran that teach to kill the infidel, and some have interpreted those to mean jihadi terrorists' acts. These things are not in the Bible. And they create many even dangerous religious practices, including killing others. We don't need to be walking by feelings. We need to be walking by faith in God's Word. Friend, are you walking by faith or are you walking by feeling? As we close, let us remind ourselves of some passages of Scripture of the importance of walking by faith. First of all, we are cleansed of our sins by faith. Acts 15 and verse 9. Our hearts are cleansed by faith. And if there's sin in our life, we need to have cleansing from that sin. And it's going to be faith in God's Word and being baptized into Christ. We are sanctified by faith. In Acts chapter 26 and verse 18, we are sanctified or set apart from the world and sin by faith. We live by faith. Our life as a Christian is following God's Word each day. Romans chapter 1, verse 17. Galatians 3:11, Hebrews 10:38. We live by faith. Each day we must read our Bibles and follow God's Word. That's what sets the Christian, the true Christian, not the hypocritical Christian, but the true Christian from those in the world. They're living by faith. And they don't engage in dangerous religious practices. They don't differ in religious matters. They don't produce different standards of religion, but they all live the same way. We're justified by faith. Justified means to be made right. When we're in sin, we're wrong with God. We need to be justified. We need to be made right in the sight of God. And that's by faith in God's Word. Romans 3:28. Romans 5, verse 1, Galatians 2, 16, Galatians 3, 8, and 24. We have access by faith into God's grace. Romans 5, verse 2. God is a gracious God and He will forgive us. And we have access into that loving, saving grace by an obedient faith. We walk by faith, which is similar to living by faith. We walk by faith. 2 Corinthians 5, 7, that's the passage we began with this morning in this morning's lesson. We're not going to walk by feelings. We are given God's promise by faith, Galatians 3, 22. We wait for Jesus to come again by faith, Galatians 5 and verse 5. We are righteous by faith, Philippians 3, verse 9. We need to be made right with God. It's not a self-righteousness where we think that we're better than others. It is a righteousness when sin is removed from our life and we're living right, but it's all by faith in God's word. We obey by faith. In Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 8, Noah obeyed God by faith and he built that ark. When we obey each day, it's not something where we get the glory or we get the praise. It's just faith in God's word. And then last of all, as a Christian, we work by faith. Faith without works is dead. And so we engage in an active, obedient faith. And we're pleasing to God. James chapter 2, verses 24 through 26. Faith without works is dead. And so friends, don't walk by feelings. Those can be misleading. Those can be questionable. They can be unreliable. Just like the written documents that we want as proof in other areas of our life, the Bible is the written document as proof in our life. And we would encourage you to read and study and obey your Bible and walk by faith. If we can assist you in doing that, if we can help you to do that, let us sit down with God's Word and build our lives upon that. In Hebrews chapter 11, over and over again, we find by faith. By faith, Abel offered up unto God a more excellent sacrifice. By faith, Enoch was translated. By faith, Noah, being warned of God, prepared an ark. By faith, Abraham, when he was called, obeyed to go out. By faith, even Sarah herself received power to conceive. By faith, Abraham, being tried, offered up Isaac. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of his sons. By faith, Joseph. By faith, Moses. By faith, the Israelites. By faith, Rahab. Let it be said of you, friend, that you are walking by faith. Thank you for your time and attention this morning, and have a good day.